Hachette Audio presents Zombie City, written by Darren Shan, read by Emma Galvin.
For Mrs. Shan, OBE, Order of the Bloody Entrails, to Elisa Offord, Queen of the Mutant Babies. Edited in a swanky city apartment by Venetia Gosling, Kate Sullivan. Darren Shan is represented by the urban ladies and gentlemen of the Christopher Little Agency. Then, a man with owl-like eyes visited Becky Smith one evening and told her there were dark times ahead. A few days later, zombies attacked her school and one of them ripped Bee's heart from her chest. But because the zombies didn't eat her brain, she came back to life soon after her death. As a monster. Most zombies were unthinking killing machines, but some regained their senses and became revitalized, undead creatures who could reason as they had before they died. But to stay that way, they needed to eat human brains. Otherwise, they regressed and became savage revivids again. Months after her transformation, Bee recovered her mind. She was being held prisoner in an underground complex, guarded by a team of scientists and soldiers. She was part of a group of revitalized teenagers. They called themselves Zomheads. When Bee refused to cooperate with her captors, all of the Zomheads were denied brains as a punishment. Shortly before the teenagers lost control of their senses, a nightmarish clown and a pack of mutants invaded the complex. The clown's name was Mr. Dowling. Bee had never seen him before. But she had crossed paths with a few of the mutants.